Masechet Avot Perek Gimal Mishnah Yud Zayin. Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Im en Torah en derech Eretz, Im en derech Eretz en Torah. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if there's no Torah, there's no derech Eretz, there's no proper behavior. If there's no proper behavior, there's no Torah as well. Somebody who does not learn Torah doesn't really know the right way to act. He doesn't know, bottom line, how to behave. The Torah tells us exactly what we're supposed to do, what the objectively true right way is, the way we're supposed to treat other people. Torah tells us to give benefit of the doubt. Torah says that we're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara about other people. Those are things that are not automatically logical to everybody, and not everyone is going to pick up on that unless you are taught that from the Torah. On the other hand, somebody who learns Torah, but they don't know how to treat people. Let's say they're not honest, or let's say they don't have moral, ethical business practices. People are going to look at them and they're going to think that that type of person, he learned that from the Torah, and that is going to be a Hilul Hashem, a desecration of the name of Hashem. So therefore, that person would be punished by losing the knowledge of Torah, because Hashem doesn't want people to look at this individual with bad behavior and pin that bad behavior on the Torah. Im en Chokhmah en Yirah, Im en Yirah en Chokhmah. If a person has no wisdom of the Torah, then there's no fear of heaven. If he has no fear of heaven also, he would not have any wisdom of the Torah. These things go hand in hand. If a person has a Yirat Shamayim, he has a fear of Hashem, but he has no wisdom, he has no Torah knowledge to go with it, then the fear of sin that he has is useless because he can't put it into practice. He can't practice the Torah, and he's going to do things which are averot, and he doesn't really know about it. So the fear of sin that he has isn't going to practically help him. But if a person has knowledge of Torah, but he doesn't have any Yirat Shamayim, he doesn't have fear of sin, eventually he's going to look at his Torah learning as useless, because he's going to say, the Torah is stopping me from doing what I want to do. I want to enjoy my life. I want the freedom to do what I want, and the Torah is not letting me do it. So therefore, the person's eventually going to neglect his studies as well. Im en bina en da'at, im en da'at en bina. If there's no intelligence, there's no understanding. But if there's no understanding, there's no intelligence. Bina, over here, is understood to be the logical understanding of something else from the fact that you have in front of you. From one fact that you have in front of you, you can understand something else. Da'at, which is a deep understanding, is the understanding of a reason behind something. So if a person has no bina, he has no intelligence, automatically there's no understanding. That tells us, if someone can't infer anything from a particular point, it's a sign that he doesn't understand the reason for it. If I can't understand enough of it in order to infer something, then I don't understand what I'm talking about at all. So that's how we explain im en bina en da'at. And on the other hand, im en da'at en bina, if there's no understanding, then there's no intelligence. If a person doesn't know the reason for something, he can't learn anything from it as well. So therefore, we play these both off each other. A person needs a broad range. He needs deep understanding, localized to what he's talking about. And he also needs the ability, once he has that, to understand something else from the fact that he knows what he just understood. Im en kemach en Torah, im en Torah en kemach. If there's no flour, if there's no food, there's no Torah. If there's no Torah, there's no food. If someone doesn't have basic needs, he doesn't have what he needs in order to satiate himself, to take care of himself, then he's not going to have the ability to learn Torah. But if a person neglects the study of Torah, he doesn't even deserve to have food, because the purpose of food and other basic needs to a person is to give him the ability to study Torah. We said earlier on in the Perek, anybody whose actions are more than his wisdom of Torah, his wisdom will last. Anybody whose wisdom is more than his actions, his wisdom will not last. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is going to give us a metaphor for that idea. Basically, what we understood over there was a person who studies Torah and has more knowledge than practice, it means he's not bought in fully to the Torah because he's not practicing everything he learns. Hu haya omer, kol shehochmata miruba mima'asav, lema hu domeh, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Anybody whose wisdom is more than their actions, what could they compare to? This type of person whose wisdom is not going to prevail, is not going to last. What's he compared to? Le'ilan she'anafav mirubin v'shorashav mu'atin, to a tree that has many branches but not too many roots. V'haruach ba'a ve'okarto v'hofachto al panav, and a wind will come and it'll uproot the tree, it'll knock it down on its side. The roots aren't strong enough to keep the tree in the ground, and therefore it's going to get knocked out. That mashal is for a person who has Torah, he has a lot of branches, but he doesn't have strong roots, which are his actions. Eventually, the whole tree dies. A person in the nimshal will lose all of his Torah. And we prove this from a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Shne'emar, V'haya ke'arar ba'arava ve'lo yireh ki yavo atov. He will be like a person who is a cursed as the person who turns away from Hashem. That's the previous pasuk. That person is going to be like a lone tree in a arava, in the plains, who is not going to see when the good comes. V'shachan haririm b'midbar eretz meleha v'lo teshev. And the tree is going to dwell in a dry land in the wilderness, a salty land where nothing lives. The pasuk is telling us that a person who doesn't have ma'asav, he doesn't have ma'asim, is like a lone tree that grows in a poor land, and he doesn't have a support system around him, and that tree, without strong roots, is going to be knocked down by the wind. But someone whose actions are more than his wisdom, what do we compare him to, where his wisdom is going to last? Le'ilan she'anafav mu'atin v'shorashav minubin, to a tree that has a few branches but it has many roots. She'afilu kol haruchot she'ba'olam ba'ot v'noshbot bo en mezizin oto mimkomo. Even if all the winds in the world come and they blow at it, the tree is not going to budge whatsoever from its place. The person here is an individual who has ma'asim, he has good actions, a tree who has a tremendous amount of roots. The tree's roots are strong enough that it's going to hold back all of the wind. Nothing is going to bother it. Shne'emar, v'haya ke'etz shatul al-mayim ve'lo yuval yishalach shorashav. The pasuk, this person who trusts in Hashem, Baruch HaGever, Hashem Ptach Badunai, this type of individual is like a tree planted near water and the roots spread out along the brook. V'lo yireh ki yavo chom v'haya alehu ra'anan. And it doesn't see that when hot weather comes and the leaves are going to stay fresh forever because they're constantly drinking from the water that the tree is planted by. Ubishnat basoret lo yidag velo yamish me'asot peri. And it's not going to worry in the year of drought where there's no water falling from the sky, rain. It's not going to stop producing fruit because of the brook that it's near. The roots will constantly be sucking up that type of water. It doesn't need rain. The focus here is trying to show lo hamidrash ha'ikar ela hama'aseh. Action is what matters. A man whose mitzvot, whose actions are more than his wisdom, is like a strong tree. A strong tree with roots in the ground is going to prevail. A person who doesn't have ma'asim, but he has a lot of Torah, he has all the branches in the world, it doesn't matter because he's not strong at his foundation and he can get knocked over very quickly.